GOP Senator Tom Tillis touts green card giveaway to India's outsourcing workers. By Neil Munro on November 6, 2019. GOP Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, is championing legislation to reward Indian workers who take jobs sought by American college graduates. Tillis's support for outsourcing jobs to India comes just 3 months after Walmart said it would use foreign workers to replace 569 Americans in his home state city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Tillis championed Senator Mike Lee's S.386 bill, which would give many more green cards to India's contract workers, while he blocked the passage of Senator Dick Durbin's Relief Act giveaway to India's workers. "The concern that I have with the Relief Act is that, first off, it could lay the groundwork for a significant increase in legal immigration. There's another bill moving through the Senate right now. I believe that Lee's bill has a very narrowly focused effort to address a lot of the concerns that Senator Durbin has, but I do not believe that Senator Durbin has the support of the Senate to take this through regular order at this point, let alone through unanimous consent. The rival Lee and Durbin bills would remove the so-called country cap on the annual award of green cards to foreign nationals. Under that law, the roughly 800,000 Indian workers in the United States can get about 10,000 green cards each year. The disparity means that roughly 300,000 of India's contract workers are working while waiting for green cards. The cards were promised as a reward by their employers in exchange for the workers accepting low wages to take Americans' jobs. Lee's bill would allow 50,000 Indian workers to get green cards and citizenship each year. Durbin's bill would allow roughly 100,000 Indian workers to get green cards and citizenship each year. Both bills also raise the number of green cards that can be given to the workers' Indian families. But the removal of the country caps would encourage many more Indians to take Americans' jobs over the next 10 years. Under existing law, Indians can easily take Americans' jobs by first getting optional practical training work permits from U.S. colleges and universities. The OPT jobs also allow them to compete for slots in the H-1B visa program, which acts as an on-ramp to citizenship. But only about 50,000 Indians are now enrolled in the OPT program because the multi-year pipeline to citizenship is blocked by the 300,000 Indians who are trying to squeeze through the 10,000 per year country cap rule. Tillis backed Lee's bill on Wednesday, one day after immigration allowed Democrats to gain full control of Virginia's state government. North Carolina is following the same trend because immigration and outsourcing are adding more Democratic voters to the state's rolls. In his November 6 Senate speech, Tillis claimed there is a national shortage of skilled American workers. But he also urged Durbin to back Lee's S.386 Act because of GOP concerns about the increased immigration ensured Durbin's Relief Act. "The Lee bill," he said, "has 35 co-sponsors, 15 of them Democrats, including Senator Kamala Harris from California and Senator Tammy Duckworth, the junior senator from Illinois. I hope that Senator Durbin and others who recognize that the high-skilled workers in this country, we do have a shortage, we do need to fix a number of problems, but I don't think it can be fixed with a Durbin Relief Act. I encourage Senator Durbin to work with Senator Lee and the 34 other Senate members who are working on a bipartisan basis to address this, to work together so that we can bring Lee's Fairness for High-Skill Immigrants Act to the floor and send it to the House for consideration." The foreign-born population of Virginia reached 12.5% in 2017, according to the Migration Policy Institute. In North Carolina, outsourcing helped push the foreign-born percentage to 8.1% in 2017. The Democrats' record urban turnout in the 2019 election is also a warning to the GOP, said a post-election article in The Atlantic. The article quoted Rachel Bidecofer, a political expert at Virginia's Christopher Newport University, saying, "The urban/non-urban divisions evident in this week's election should scare the ever-loving bejesus out of 2020 Republican Senate candidates in states with large metropolitan populations, including Arizona, Colorado, and North Carolina. Their danger level has increased exponentially," she argues. Tillis will face the state's voters in November 2020. Tillis is a longtime supporter of outsourcing Americans' jobs. Before being elected in 2006, he worked as a manager at IBM and at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Both firms are heavily involved in the white-collar outsourcing business. His home state already has a large population of Indian workers who have taken jobs from American graduates. In 2017, companies asked the federal government for visas to import another 10,000 H-1B workers to complement the state's existing population of roughly 30,000 H-1Bs, according to SAE.org. Roughly 54% of the imported workers were to be paid less than $80,000 a year, although the actual pay is often far less than the number reported to the U.S. government. The website is run by Save American Information Technology Jobs, which opposes outsourcing U.S. college jobs to foreign graduates. That Blue Cross and Blue Shield was laying off 165 customer service representatives, many of whom had been brought in to enroll ACA customers. The majority of them work in Durham and the others work out of the company's offices in Fayetteville and Winston-Salem. In 2016, the Charlotte Observer reported, at Bank of America, in Charlotte, visa workers are filling some positions once held by Americans who were either laid off by the bank or shifted into other positions, the employee said. I'm working more and more with H-1B visa developers than American developers within our company, the employee said. We've seen them pretty much replace a lot of the developer/programmer type roles. If you go into any development team in the bank, I don't know of any American developers that I've worked with over the last couple of years. They're all Indian. The 2016 article also quotes Tillis's defense of outsourcing. During this year's Senate panel hearing on the H-1B program, North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis said Charlotte had 1,000 unfilled IT positions 2 years ago. There was a mismatch between the requirements of the job and the skills that the person brought to the table, Tillis said at the hearing. Just because this person says they're an IT person, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are qualified for the IT job, particularly with the highly specialized nature of the industry today. In August, Walmart picked an American company, Genpact, to provide foreign workers to replace 569 Americans in Walmart's finance and accounting department. Many of the jobs may be moved to Central America, according to a company statement. Genpact will open a new finance and accounting, F&A, delivery center in Heredia, Costa Rica and a digital innovation hub in Guadalajara, Mexico focused on advanced analytics, as a result of its expanded partnership with Walmart. Genpact is a spin-off of General Electric, and it prospers by providing Indian H-1B workers to many companies in the United States. For example, the company asked for 271 H-1Bs in 2018, 410 H-1Bs in 2017, and 307 H-1Bs in 2016. In 2018, Genpact also got 160 leaders-1 visas, which allow Indian employees to work in the United States at Indian-level wages. Genpact's H-1Bs work on the U.S. side of the vast and growing U.S.-India outsourcing economy, now worth roughly tens of billions per year. Genpact's $3.3 billion in revenue is enough to generate $7.5 billion in stock value for its investors, which include Bain Capital, BlackRock, and Charles Schwab Investment Management. In October, Tillis's press secretary, Adam Webb, told Breitbart,